Siguiente.
Thank you very much, Chair. It is an honor for me to speak on behalf of GRULAC to convey our recognition to the leadership shown by the UNHCR during this period as we continue to face major challenges and our response capacity has been transformed as we face these common challenges. GRULAC wishes to congratulate the High Commissioner Filippo Grandi for the extension of his term. This is a crucial time to continue to strengthen our joint work with UNHCR, helping refugees and host communities. GRULAC believes firmly that solidarity and respect for human rights are cornerstones of collective efforts in order to achieve the protection of persons who have been forced to flee their communities. These are not a burden, but a shared responsibility of all. In line with UNHCR data, it is noted that the number of forced displaced persons in the world continues to increase. There is violence, war, hunger, and the devastating impacts of climate change. These are drivers of this massive movement of persons that is over 100 million. Clearly, Latin America and the Caribbean is one of the most affected regions by the situation. This year in particular, we face an increase in the number of persons who are exposed to danger and therefore have carved out other migratory pathways. GRULAC believes firmly that these growing challenges can only be tackled through coordination and harmonization among universal regional protection systems as well as national efforts. We underscore the importance of dialogue, international cooperation that is sustainable, and shared responsibility in order to address this situation and so we can provide support and assistance to the region while seeking lasting solutions. The speed and magnitude of forced displacement continues to outpace available solutions. We have voluntary returns, resettlement, complementary ways, and local integration for displaced persons. Yet data from UNHCR provide a glimmer of hope. In 2021, the voluntary return of refugees and IDPs returned to pre-COVID levels. In addition, voluntary return increased by 71%. The GRULAC region stands out owing to its long-standing history of solidarity and being open to persons who need and require international protection. This humanitarian spirit is reflected in cooperation and coordination with regional and sub-regional mechanisms that are very important. This enables dialogue and coordination under a focus of shared responsibility. Efforts made to regularize, provide protection, and locally integrate these persons, these are examples of best practices in the region. This requires greater support from the international community. GRULAC reaffirms the obligation of states to respect the principle of non-discrimination and to integrate measures to combat and eliminate all forms of racism and xenophobia, guaranteeing the full enjoyment of human rights for all persons of concern. We highlight the efforts made by countries in the region to promote socioeconomic integration of persons recognized as refugees. This is done through programs providing access to education, health, the job market, and other basic services. GRULAC recognizes the efforts of the UNHCR to attend to the operative needs and to address the increasing budget for the region of the Americas. Nevertheless, given current challenges, resource allocation falls short and is in fact very low percentage-wise compared to the total budget of UNHCR. We would appeal, therefore, for a revised budget that takes into account the true dimension of the multiple and growing needs in the region. GRULAC supports spaces for dialogue with member states, such as the dialogue of the High Commissioner to address international protection challenges. This is to take place in December. This will focus on cooperation for development as a tool to promote the protection, inclusion, and solutions for displaced persons and stateless persons. We should reflect on lessons learned in the specific context of displacement and statelessness. And we must generate recommendations and find new opportunities to bolster cooperation for development throughout the displacement cycle. We understand that the outcome of this dialogue will help to make good on our promises and mobilize cooperation for development in preparation for the Global Forum on Refugees in 2023. The theme of development will be at the heart of our efforts to find a complementary strategy for protection, inclusion, and solutions for refugees and host communities. The joint efforts between international organizations, governments, NGOs will help us to achieve our ambitious objectives of the Global Compact through bolstered international cooperation that is balanced and efficient and able to take into account the growing concerns of all. We must continue to have the unconditional support of UNHCR and the United Nations in order to bolster national capacities that are at a critical point in order to achieve our objectives more sustainably. Likewise, GRULAC notes the vital role of the private sector, academia, civil society, and non-profit and NGOs that face the phenomenon of global displacement. Despite the challenges of the past few years, we see an admirable level of cooperation in the humanitarian system. We thank donors in particular who continue to contribute despite multiple pressures of the global crisis. As we are now less than 10 years to the fulfillment of the 2030 agenda, we continue to face challenges, especially developing countries. In this respect, any proposal should take a comprehensive strategy to obtain lasting solutions and guaranteeing secure advances towards 2030. This is an opportunity to step up our efforts to jointly manage this and putting persons at the heart of this. Thank you.